This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. The governor of Ukraine's Luhansk region said Saturday that Russian forces are blowing up bridges across the Seversky-Donetsk River to prevent Ukraine from bringing in military reinforcements and delivering aid to civilians in the town of Severodonetsk. Sergei Haidai said in a television broadcast that the Ukrainian military continues to hold its positions inside Severodonetsk and is pushing back Russian forces in several locations. Haidai told London's Guardian newspaper that the Russians are moving forward step by step and destroying everything in their path with artillery, aircraft, mortars, and tanks. He said with enough Western long-range weapons, the Ukrainians could push them back. Ukraine's military said Russia has reinforced its troops and is using artillery to conduct assault operations in the city, which has been bombarded by Moscow's forces for weeks. The Ukrainian military is rapidly losing troops in the war against Russia as fighting continues. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
In a military cemetery just 90 miles west of Kyiv, another soldier is laid to rest as Ukraine marks 100 days since the start of the war. The burial marks the 40th fighter to die in this cemetery alone as workers rapidly prepare new graves for the next bodies that will inevitably arrive soon. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine is now losing 60 to 100 soldiers each day in combat. That number surpasses the almost 50 per day death toll of American soldiers that died in 1968 during the Vietnam War's deadliest year for U.S. forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis said on Saturday that he would meet soon with Ukrainian officials. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron says, in effect, in efforts to end the war in Ukraine, it is vital that Russia is not humiliated so that when fighting stops, a diplomatic solution can be found. He added that he believes Paris will play a mediating role to end the conflict. Macron has sought to maintain a dialogue with Russian President Vladimir Putin since Moscow invaded Ukraine in February. His stance has been repeatedly criticized by some Eastern and Baltic partners in Europe, as they see it undermining efforts to pressure Putin to the negotiating table. Macron has spoken with Putin regularly since the invasion as parts of efforts to achieve a ceasefire and begin a credible negotiation between Kyiv and Moscow. In the United States, David McCormick has conceded the Republican state primary, Senate primary in Pennsylvania. AP's Jennifer King has more.
Former hedge fund manager David McCormick ended his campaign for Pennsylvania's GOP Senate nomination on Friday, acknowledging that even with less than 1,000 votes dividing the candidates, the results of an ongoing statewide recount wouldn't get him enough to make up the deficit. McCormick says he called celebrity heart surgeon Dr. Mehmet Oz to concede. At a campaign party in Pittsburgh, he told supporters, "Tonight is really about us all coming together." The concession means that Oz will go head-to-head with Democrat and Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman in Pennsylvania's closely watched general election, which could determine control of the Senate. Fetterman easily won his primary even after suffering a stroke and having a pacemaker put in just days before. On Friday, he issued a statement acknowledging that he almost died after ignoring warning signs and a doctor's advice for years. His cardiologist disclosed that he has cardiomyopathy, in which the heart muscle becomes weakened and enlarged. I'm Jennifer King.
Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday accused the enemy, a reference mainly to the United States, of seeking to use protests to weaken the Islamic Republic. In the past few weeks, several Iranian cities have seen demonstrations against the rising cost of living and corruption. The May 23rd collapse of a building under construction in the southwestern city of Abadan has sparked protests demanding that what they call incompetent officials be executed after the tragedy killed at least 37 people. Iran has witnessed waves of protests over living conditions in recent years, most notably in 2019 after an unannounced fuel price hike. Iranian authorities said 230 people were killed in protest-related violence. Experts working for the United Nations, however, put the death toll at 400. Recapping our top story this hour, the government of Ukraine's Luhansk region said Saturday that Russian forces are blowing up bridges across the Seversky-Donetsk River to prevent Ukraine from bringing in military reinforcements to the town of Severodonetsk. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.